Hey, Jonathan.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Jonathan. My name is Amy. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well also. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So Tara sent you over to me to pull up the program details and see if it's going to be a good fit for Redemptive Carpentry and Honeydew LLC. So I did jump on the tail end of your call. I understand that you're with Inc. Authority. They got the LLC and got everything registered for you with the city and the state and got it all legalized.
Yes, ma'am.
As a partner to Google, our job is to help companies like you, which is probably because it's a newly registered business and the position became available, is probably how Google came across your information. And then they send it over to their premier partners whenever a position becomes available. So
Wonderful.
that's Ms. Tara's job, is to go over pricing and program details. So registering your business with Google isn't exactly rocket science. Any licensed business owner can do it. But providing that listing with the programming that anchors it to the first page of Google is a little bit harder. Okay? And that's where we come
I'm
in.
sure.
Yeah, so we do the programming and we do the profile, the programming and the listing. So what I'm doing for you right now, since you said you have a window open on your phone, is I'm sending you a text message so we can go over pricing and look at it together.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah, I'm actually on the computer in my living room setting up the website as we speak. So this is
Okay.
a godsend.
Okay,
So
all right. Yeah, it's gonna be great. So go ahead and open that up and then let me know once you're there.
localsplash.com.
/SEO packages.
Yes. That's the one all right. So yeah, it took me to localsplash.com homepage, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, I should say take control of your online presence.
Yes, that's what it says.
Perfect.
Generate more business, get found
Yes,
online,
sir.
monitor reviews, get found.
Exactly. You're reading it for me. Now, as you scroll down, your proven success is we've been in business for 19 years, over 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada. Do you see where it says Google Ads Partner?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that G, that very colorful G where it says Google Partner.
All
You'll
right.
notice at the top of the page, it's going to take you away from our website. It's going to take you to google.com, and this is our badge of authenticity. So it states here that Local Splash has met all the requirements to be a Google partner.
Okay.
Okay, so the reason I show you this is because you're working with a legitimate Google partner. We're not some fly-by-night company. We've been doing this for a very long time. We've met all the requirements for performance ad spend and all certification to be that Google partner. Okay?
Yes, ma'am, I see this.
Now, when you click the back button and it takes you back to SEO packages, let me know once you're there.
Yes, ma'am, or back to the page where I click Google. Yes.
Right.
Sorry.
So it should say SEO packages when you scroll down a little bit.
I can't scroll down any further. I'm kind of locked on that page, but I can see.
If you click the X where it says, "Would you like to chat with one of our team members?" Click the X to close out that
Yep,
window.
there it is. Okay. Sure enough.
Perfect.
SEO package. Okay, I
Yeah,
see
so
it.
the one I want you to pay attention for today is the Platinum package. It's normally $599 with a $299 setup fee, okay?
Okay.
So you're pretty new in business. She put here that you're new. We have the documentation proving that you're new. So our new in business credit, especially since you're building the website yourself, I can waive the $299 setup fee altogether, and we can drop the monthly investment rate down to a flat cost of just $299. So you're looking at about $10 a day. Now, at $299 a month, specifically what the Platinum package is going to include for you is not only the Google Business Profile, but the first page placement within that profile. Okay? So we
Okay.
go ahead and verify the company, and then from there, we anchor that listing to the first page of services through keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, and all of the SEO content creation that's included with the package. Okay?
All right.
We also include the first page of Bing, all of the Facebook Meta advertising is all of the social media marketing. So $100 of your $299 budget is going directly to those Facebook ads each and every single month. Now, the advantage here is we do automatic retargeting with every platform that we program you in for, with heavy emphasis between both Google and Facebook. So with this, our Facebook ad clicks are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. The average cost for a click for my company is usually, the average is about 20 cents per click. So just from the Facebook platform alone, you're going to get about a minimum of 400 acquisitions at 20 cents per click. Okay?
Okay, I'm trying to do the math and kind of understand the lingo a bit too. I'm following. I'm with you. So basically
$100 of the $299 budget is going to go towards the Facebook ads for social media marketing. Now, a company can have a Facebook page, and that's great. It's absolutely fantastic. But if that Facebook page isn't getting any traction, if it's not looking attractive to people with the Facebook ads, if it's not getting any additional promotion, it's a little bit like a billboard in the middle of the desert. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, nobody's seen it.
So we connect your Facebook profile and your Google profile. So you know how before, like, you've been on Google looking for something, and then suddenly that same thing starts popping up all over the place. Does that sound familiar?
Gotcha. Yes.
That right there is called retargeting. So that's automatically included with your package. We're going to retarget you with the Facebook platform, and we actually use the paid ads. So we give it to you at a flat rate. We incur the click cost.
Okay.
So you're paying the flat $299 monthly. You're getting Google, Facebook, Yelp, Apple, Bing, mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, voice-activated searches, Amazon Alexa, Google Home.
And the front page.
And the first page of Google.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the way that it works is once you say yes and we choose to move forward, you're going to have your client onboarding with my technician. And client onboarding with my technician is going to look like you sending us the documents for Google verification. The fact that your website's not quite finished yet, you're putting on the finishing details, or, you know, that's perfectly fine because it takes between 7 and 14 days for us to do the Google verification and get that up and running. In the meantime, the Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The profile pages and directories for Yelp, Apple, and Bing are up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. The mobile platform programming is completely up and running within the first 7 to 10 days. And you'll be able to track all of the results of this package with the call tracking system as well as the client dashboard that's going to allow you to log on and see exactly what keywords you're listed for, the location of the searches that have been performed, how many phone calls you're receiving, if you want to upload new photos, if you want to change content, if you want to run promotions. You have complete say-so over the entire account.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
So tell me, since it's month to month, Jonathan, for all the services provided to show you a strong return on investment, I'm sure this is something you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
I would. Indeed, okay. I would. What are the options if the last thing that I want to do, I'm hesitant. Only because of financing. I didn't have a whole lot. This is not my primary source of income, but it sounds like to me that it very well can be very quickly, with your help. And
yeah, within about the first 45 to 60 days, this is going to be cranking. It's going to be really rocking and rolling. And then you're going to be able to, you know, put your focus there or let go of other sources that are bringing you income or add bodies to this or whatever you need.
Yeah. And that sounds absolutely wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
These other pages that I have open, they're also with personal loan companies because I'm trying to figure out how to, so this is, This is one of those business decisions that many in the future probably that I'm going to have to make, where hanging in the balance are going to be huge repercussions if this doesn't work.
Well, there's no reason that this won't work. This is the first page of Google. Literally everybody goes there, no matter what the service is, you know?
Absolutely. Do I have to give you a business checking account to have this billed to, or can I temporarily for now to get this up and going? Can we put this on a personal credit card that I currently have active that has no balance to be able to carry you guys the monthly fees for, you know, maybe the first month or two until?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have payments pending.
Yeah, no, it's perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be your business account. No, don't worry about that. And we can change it out once you get all of your financing situated and you're like, hey, listen, everything for marketing goes on this one card from now on, and you want to switch it out, that's not a problem.
I literally just got my Bank of America mobile app for the business.
Mm-hmm.
Squared away and access to that this morning. Like, I don't even have the card yet. And I only have $200 in the account because that's what it costs, $100 in the savings and $100 in the checking. So that's all I've got in the account. But as I said, I've got about $1,000 worth of payments that are pending now, waiting on the account to get ready to go so that I can, and then what I'm going to do is just link everything together so that everything showing business expenses and all of that. I'm trying to keep personal and business separated right from the get-go so that that's not even an issue get down the road.
Right.
So, you know what? Look, I believe, not to offend you, but I believe in God, and I believe that.
Oh, that's not offensive to me at all. Yeah, that's not,
the conversations that I've had. walking around my house, talking to him, wondering what in the world I'm going to do, how this is supposed to work. Like, you know, I believe that there are two types of people in the world in their relationships with the good Lord. There are folks who stand in a boat out in the middle of the water when it begins to sink and expect him to save them. And then there are those like myself who say, I know he's with me, so I'm just jumping in and I'm going to swim. And that's me. And that's kind of where I feel like I'm going. I feel like if I do absolutely nothing, nothing good is going to come of that. And so I feel like I need to do something. And the fact that you guys turn right around within literally the hour with this phone call, there is no doubt in my mind that his hand is indeed in all of this. So, yes, please.
Let me tell you something. Ahead. Let me tell you something. Okay. So I personally have two Bible verse tattooed on my body. Okay. Me personally. Okay. So I am a very, very firm believer, and every day I get up and I ask God to send me people that he wants me to talk to, even if they don't turn into sales, even if they don't turn into, you know, like long-term clients, even if it's just somebody who just needed to hear my voice for the day. And I have gone the past 3 days and I've had some very, very tough conversations. I'm going to cry right now. That's crazy. So just like you stopping to take the moment to tell me all of that, like, just confirms that I am doing the right thing and I am in the right spot, and I really needed to hear that.
Good. Well, I'm glad, because you're about to make me cry too. All right, let's do this.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, okay, Jonathan, your first name, Jonathan.
That's correct.
Last name?
Bales, B as in boy, like a bale of hay, B-A-L-E-S.
Got it. Email?
Do you want my personal or the business?
Well, this is where you're going to have any and all business documents from Local Splash sent, any and all invoices, all communication. That's where it's going to go. So you tell me.
All right. So let's go.
I would say, okay, so When you say work email, do you have like all of your clients emailing you with that email?
Well, I actually have an accounts payable and mm-hmm. accounts receivable email for the business setup. I got
okay.
5 emails with mm-hmm. the website domain in that package that I got from Inglewood.
Wow. Okay. Then it sounds like you got workspace email, which is really good. So having it go to the work email, you'll be able to kind of sort them.
Yeah. So let's do accounts payable.
Okay.
Accounts mm-hmm. payable
mm-hmm.
at redemptioncarpentry.com. I actually got a .com domain.
.com. Okay.
And while we're doing this, let me back out of my website for just a second and verify that I have given you the correct information. Because
you have.
I haven't used it a whole lot. Just want to make sure that I give you
the right. It shows me if it's a valid email or not. So I can tell because
okay.
the way our system is set, it tells me I made a keystroke incorrect in spelling carpentry, and it let me know it was incorrect, but now it's the correct email. So you should be receiving that now, and it's going to say Google.com, it's going to say Facebook and Google Marketing from A. Nelson at localsplash.com.
Okay.
Give it just a second to get to land. So I did accounts dash with the hyphen payable at redemptioncarpentry.com.
Yeah, that is the correct email.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know the status of it or if I can access it yet because it is.
Okay.
I can send you a screenshot of the site control at inkauthority.web that I'm sitting here looking at. It is a valid and legitimate email. So let me ask you this. Are there documents and things like that I'm going to need to review and click links out of immediately
yes.
to continue this process?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So because I'm not sure how to interact with that email yet. Let me give you the redemptioncando@gmail.com because that actually has access to through on my phone.
redemptioncando@gmail.com. Okay, and just so you know, that other email bounced back as the email itself bounced back at me.
Okay, that's probably because I have not completed and made public the site and everything else yet.
Okay,
so,
that makes sense. So we can switch that out whenever you're ready. There's no worries or rush on that, okay?
Okay, yeah, that works. So let me tab over to my email here.
Yeah, you're going to see two emails come through that are going to say Google and Facebook marketing as well as client dashboard and analytics.
Okay?
Okay,
sounds good. My update's going and running. Promotions, no.
It's going to take just a second to get there.
You're fine.
Okay. I'm going to verify a little bit more information here. Let me go ahead. I've sent over 2 text messages as well, the first of which is my direct phone number and extension line. As the lead on your account and point of contact, it's my job to make sure you're getting what you want and need out of the package. And then the second one is a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. So, Jonathan, it's going to be an influx of information. Don't be overwhelmed by it because you could take your time with it, okay? It's not like you have to learn the whole system and everything today, okay?
All right. Yep. No, I've got that right there. And
cool. Because we give you, like, videos on how to access things within our company. So that you can do everything yourself. Now, if you want, it's completely if you want, okay? We don't care to build the website on your domain. It's included with your package. And you have final say-so over everything, We set it up on our layout. You pick colors. You send us the photos. You send us the logo. If you don't have a logo, we build you a logo. But the advantage here is every time there's a keyword change or an algorithm change or an update, you don't have to go into the website yourself and make that change or update because we're making it on your behalf. And ultimately, you're in control of the entire package. Once we set up your Google profile, you're the owner. We're the manager. When we set up the Facebook profile, you're the owner. We're the manager. With the website, again, you're the owner. We're simply the manager. So if for any reason you ever wanted to cut Local Splash off, you have the ability to do so, and you're not tied to us.
Okay.
Okay. Because I imagine the reason you wanted to build the website yourself was because you didn't want it to be under somebody else's thumb, right?
Well, no. I could have simply paid them a fee of $50 a month, and they would have created the site for me.
Mm-hmm.
They would have registered the site with Google as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But if I did that, then that was pretty much all that I got. And in order to get the extra exposure with, are you familiar with Near Me Now or whatever?
No.
No. Okay. All right. That's their thing, I guess. Let's see if I can bring it up. That's their thing for, you know, local, or media coverages and things of that. Yeah, Near Me Now is what it's called.
Okay.
So I guess that's kind of their version of kind of what you folks are offering as well. But it sounds, you know, like I said, so they gave me the domain. So I'm not sure. Kind of makes me wonder if maybe I'm getting ready to get into a little bit of legal problems here with kind of how I've gone about doing everything, because with the package, with Inc. Authority setting up the LCC, that's who did it.
Mm-hmm.
So with Inc. Authority setting up the LCC, they handled all of the, I paid them a fee to handle everything else for me, which included the website,
mm-hmm.
the domain,
mm-hmm.
the emails,
mm-hmm.
and all that jazz. So if I go with you guys,
mm-hmm.
then none of the things that I've paid them for or that are included in the package.
No, it's all perfectly fine. No. Don't get it confused. I work with companies who use Inc. Authority all the time. I'm very familiar with it. That's how I know what they do for you. It's perfectly fine. Inc. Authority, may attempt to register you with Google, if you had paid them that fee, but they don't actually provide the Google program. Again, having a registry with Google is fantastic as far as it goes. You're going to show up on page 5 or page 75. You're not going to show up on page 1. Nobody's going to be able to find it. Okay?
Right.
Your package is a combo package. So it included a domain and the emails and all of those things with it. So you can build the domain. You can build the website yourself. You're welcome to totally do that. But if you choose to hand it over to us, then you would give us the domain credentials, and we go in and build the website and have it up and running in about 3 to 5 days.
Oh, so I can just give you my information, log in or whatever, and you guys can use the program that I've got and pick up where I am now with the construction of the website.
No, we can't do that. We either apply our layout or you do what you've got. Those are the two options. But ours is very interactive, Jonathan, so you can make changes and adjustments. You can make, here, let me show you something. Hold on.
All right. So what about the emails that come with the services that they have provided? Are those gone as well?
No. You can use all that. Here, let me send you this. Take a look at this link I'm sending you right now.
I'm sorry, Amy. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to take
it. It's okay.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. And that's why I'm offering to like take another piece off the plate because it is a lot. So take a look at the text I just sent you. Click on that link.
Okay.
This is one of our current websites that we built for our client. This is the standard layout that we use.
Okay. What if I don't have pictures of my own to provide?
We'll use stock photos.
All right. That's what I'm doing too. So.
And we're the experts at it, so you don't have to figure it out. If you go in, you say, oh, man, I don't like that photo. I don't like that photo. Guys, remove X, Y, and Z. And replace it with something else. We're gonna do that. But you don't have to figure it all out. And you don't have to decide it right this moment either if it's overwhelming to consider that. You can always go back and do it later.
Okay. And just for trying to keep things in perspective, what's the cost to have you guys do that? Is there a monthly fee or is it a one-time fee?
It's free. It's included with your package.
Oh, so, all right. So you guys doing it's already in what I'm going to pay
a
month.
That's what I've been saying.
Okay. All right. Yeah, no, you're good. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm still trying to wrap my head around the math. And so if I'm going to pay you guys this amount monthly, how many of these other services that I'm paying for monthly that I'm not going to need, am I going to be able to cut out to keep my overhead low? Because that's my overall goal with the business anyway. Sounds like to me it's going to take, and I'm going to have to hire some help. But the whole idea behind coming out kind of slow, doing it myself, having it just be. So I used to make candy bars for Hershey.
Wow.
I used to make Reese's Fast Break candy bars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that those Oompa Loompas get paid very, very well. Amy, I made $32 an hour straight time.
Wow.
Okay. I was bringing home an average of no less than $1,000 weekly after taxes with them.
Right.
And that job came to an abrupt and unexpected end because I have morals. I was raised in a church, and there are a lot of things going on in this world that I don't agree with, and sometimes my mouth just doesn't have a filter.
Right.
So you can kind of put two and two together and figure out what happened with that job.
Yeah, I understand.
So at any rate, my son, who's an adult, 26 years old, is a kitchen manager at a restaurant right around the corner here from the house. So I called him up when all this happened, and I said, hey, son, I need a job because I got to have income continuing to come in. I've got a little bit of a cushion, but I've got about 90 days, maybe 6 months at the most before I have to figure something out. But I need some time to breathe, collect myself, and figure out what I'm going to do. All right, Dad, come on down. So that's what I did. So that's where I'm at. The problem is my wife is a teacher, and I don't know if you're familiar with how much teachers make, but they don't make anything.
Right. Yeah, they don't make a ton, that's for sure.
She makes $22,000 a year. Is paid one time a month. So,
wow.
So I have about $600 to $800 a month that I'm currently leaking. That gotten to the point now where it's kind of crunch time. So
right. Well, this is really going to help put you into that primary position to earn back those thousands of dollars of revenue that you need. And we can help you to eliminate in other positions, you know, with respect to what you're already paying and what you kind of have got going on. Okay.
Okay. I have no problem. I have no problem with getting with working with you guys and going forward from here, because that really sounds like
okay.
It really sounds like to me that you guys are a godsend, and I don't want to fiddle fart around too long because I don't want somebody else to get that listing.
Okay, so you do want us to do the site?
I want you to handle the whole nine yards, whatever, with Google. But as far as the website where I'm at now, I kind of need to. I don't know what my answer needs to be. Like, I don't want to lose.
Okay, then you just finish up with what you've got going on, and you're going to handle it. That's fine. That's no worries. Okay.
Yeah, I do want to work with you guys to get the exposure out there.
Yeah.
But right now, I don't know.
We don't have to build the website in order for that to happen. Okay? We don't have to build the website in order for that to happen. I was just trying to take some stress off your plate and say, hey, we'll build the site for you if you want. But if you've already got it in your mind how you want it to look and you're already in it, then I'm not going to take that from you. If you ever change your mind, we'll help you and we can take care of it. Okay? So don't worry.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate you. Thank
you. Yeah, my pleasure. Now, do you have a personal Facebook page, Jonathan?
I have a couple.
Okay,
from
cool.
Years
no worries.
Ago.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. The reason I'm asking is because what we're going to do.
I don't go on social media.
Yeah, you
I
don't
stay
have
stay away
to.
From it.
You don't have to. Yeah. So the way it's going to work is like this, is we're going to send you an invitation. You're going to have a client onboarding. During the client onboarding, my technician is going to send you an invitation that is going to allow us access as administrative management only to build the business page as a derivative of the personal page. So you don't have to be a Facebook guru or even a Facebook user, really. You just have to have the one profile, and then we're going to build the business profile. And they don't interact and intertwine, okay?
I don't even know the login information. It's probably been 10 years since I logged
on. Okay.
Well,
you're just going to, between now and then, you'll just go to Facebook, try to log on. If you can't log on, you create a super quick profile. It takes 5 minutes to create a profile. You literally put in an email address, give it your first and last name and your information, and you set up an account, and then we build the business profile. It's no biggie. Okay?
Okay. So I need to set up a personal account or?
You set up a personal account in order for us to build the business profile. That's every Facebook business profile is built as a derivative of a personal page, but they don't interact and intertwine, okay? So it's not like, hey, here's the Bale family and then here's their business. Everything's kept separate.
Okay. Would I have to interact with this page to?
No, you don't. Because it doesn't. You don't have to. No, because we can drive it where you don't have messaging open on there, where they just call you directly from the phone number or click on the website and connect with you that way. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I prefer not to. I'm sorry. Facebook is the devil.
Yeah, it's fine. No worries. There's a ton of work coming from it, though. You know what I mean? A ton of work coming from it.
Well, the quote was a thing from Waterboy, you know, talking about Vicki Valancourt. It's not my thing. I stay away from it. If I just need to do that real quick to.
Yeah. That's all you need to do, and then we'll drive the traffic to it. Now, I'm going to schedule your client interview with my technician. These are done in one-hour increments. The call doesn't always or even usually take that long. It takes about 20, 30 minutes. But I'm taking a look here. I have available appointment times. I can actually do today between 4 and 5 if you have time, or I can do between 6 and 7.
All right, I have to be at work at my former job, sounds like.
We could do any time tomorrow. What time tomorrow is best for you?
Tomorrow morning is great.
10 and 11?
That's fine.
perfect. You're going to get an email message that's going to come through. It's going to say local squash, CI for client interview, EN for English with your first and your last name, Jonathan, and then it's going to have your phone number. This is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar, and you'll get a text and an email reminder 1 hour before the appointment that we're going to be calling you from our 877 phone number. Now, we may not call right at 10. It might be 10:05. It might be 10:10. It might be, 10:12. But we will call between 10 and 11, and I'll be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent. And if between now and then you've decided, you know what, I want to take Amy up on her offer to build the site and I've given it more thought or whatever change you want to make, if you do, then you can make that change tomorrow morning as well. You have plenty of time, okay?
All right, great. That sounds good, Amy. Thank you so much for understanding, because this all, as you already know, it's kind of overwhelming when you're starting up with your own business anyway. And
right.
I did research, and that's why I went with Inc. Authority, because I knew that they could pretty much take care of everything for me behind the scenes, and all I had to do was just kind of create or continue business as usual or life as usual, until everything really got established and set up. And it's just been, I've spent more time on the phone in the last probably week than I have the entire previous year with family.
Well, we're going to take really good care of you here, Jonathan. I'm down to the billing information. So for the card you're putting on file, is the billing address the home office at 74 Acorn Lane?
It is.
And then Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This is going to be a Capital One MasterCard. It's a personal
account.
You got
it? Okay. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
All right. 5178.
Mm-hmm.
0594.
Mm-hmm.
4947.
Mm-hmm.
6069.
Expiration month and year?
425. Yep.
Perfect. 425. And 3-digit code on the back.
834.
834. Okay, I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment for the $299. And then I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. Any
Which
of those
one?
Is fine.
What's your first
sure.
pet's name?
Buster.
Buster. This is to protect your proprietary information. Please understand, you don't need anything else outside of what you've already got. Between this, Angie's List, and Inc. Authority, you're covered, my friend. So if somebody calls and they're asking you for any more money, you make sure that you let them know that you're already hooked up, and you ask for your security question, because sometimes they'll be tricky and they try to convince you that this is something you need, and you just say, hey, what's my security question? And they'll hang up the phone, and then you call and let me know, and I'll block them on your caller ID, okay?
So I can expect future spam calls from folks.
There may be a few, not necessarily pretending to be a part of our organization. It happens very rarely, but we like to make you aware, because when we don't make you aware is when it happens, right? So it's kind of just one of those precautionary things that we do in an effort to protect our clients. And that's why we set that security password. Now, you should have received a text message, Jonathan, that says, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Here, let me isolate this. I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you now.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the last little bit here. You've got a whole slew of them here. Let me send you this one. I need you to click on this link.
Okay,
the legalese, yes. Yeah, so basically you're going to see everything that I promised to provide for you in writing is listed here. And then there's asterisk by certain things, and you will have access to this through your Local Splash client dashboard at any time of your choosing. But for now, as you scroll down to the bottom, please click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, that you also enable SMS text message and type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Oh, gotcha. One check, two check, three check more, four check, five check, seven check more. All right. And click here, sign your name. All right. Okay, done. And shit, why can I not see?
Turn it sideways. Turn the phone sideways.
All right, yeah. You must know that I've got an Apple. All right.
Yeah, I do too, and that's what's been happening with this application. Okay. Now your username is the phone number for the company, 540-461-2930, no periods, dots or parentheses.
Okay.
And your password is all lowercase, my Yahoo, MYYAHOO, my Yahoo.
Okay.
Now, you don't need to master this either. This is the tracking and reporting system. You've been sent an email and a text message with the username and password on this, Jonathan. Now, this is, as you can see, it's empty in there. This is how you'll be able to track everything, but as of at this moment, you don't need to worry about this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the next and most important thing is that call for tomorrow that's set between 10 and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will be calling from the 877 number to introduce you to my onboarding agent and see if you have any further requests, if there's anything else I can help you with at that time, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Sounds like the next call I need to make authority and see which ones that I can knock off and let you guys handle for real.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you could definitely ask them and see what's going on. And I'm going to tell you with what they, if there was any duplicates that I noticed, I would have already told you what you could let go of. As of right now, I don't see any duplicates between my program and what they're offering you, but definitely call them to make sure.
Okay. So it sounds like what they already have me set up with, if I mm-hmm. just go ahead and continue everything that they've got
mm-hmm.
and then just plug everything that you guys are going to do for me with what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
That should be in everything
enough
that I need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Business. And you're eventually going to be able to let go of Angie's List. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, the Angie's List was, well, you know, the Angie's List listing and the person that I spoke with on that was actually when I made my decision to go ahead and do this. So Friday last week, no, not this last week, 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
a gentleman called me on the phone, and I was already kind of on the fence, like, okay, you know, here we go. So, like, I've been searching on Indeed for jobs. So in order to make the amount of money income coming in, there was a certain hourly rate that I was targeting. And the issue that I was having was one day they were there. Would apply, no response. Next day they were gone. Then everything else that was left was either less than what was acceptable because I was going to have two jobs anyway, or there were situations like, you know, going and getting my CDL, learning to drive a truck and being gone all the time.
Right.
So, like, that's kind of where I was at. So in the past, I had not started my own business doing this. I have probably 90% of any tools that I would need to do this
mm-hmm.
because I've collected them over the years. When I was a young man in my 20s,
right,
I was in the industry with three different apprenticeships, you might say, doing various stages and jobs in new home, modular, and stick built construction. So there's a lot of vast knowledge and a lot of tools that I picked up along the way.
Right.
Maintained personal home, you know, for many, many years, you know, and the reason that I never stepped out was because I was in a job that paid the bills. I was comfortable. I was established, this, that, and whatever, and the yada, yada, yada. And the only thing that ever really held me back was, well, how am I going to get exposure? How am I going to begin
right.
to get revenue income coming in. So when they called with the Angie's List and the guy told me, he's like, hey, man, look, he said, even if you don't have your licenses and things like that quite squared away yet, he said, there are jobs here on Angie's List that you can do. He said, would you be interested in painting, drywall repair, and fence repair? He said, those are three right off the top of my head that I know that you don't have to have at least a contractor's C license for. And I said, sure, why not? And he said, well, entered the zip code and surrounding area. He said, how far would you like to drive? I said, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 miles starting out. He said, well, there's 60 listings right now of people that are looking for jobs. And I was like, really? And he said, yeah. So I was like, okay, go with it. Why not? You know, let's try it. So it was, yeah, the Angie's List thing was only a temporary thing. And I'm a little upset with them because the gentleman that I spoke with, the only time that he ever mentioned the monthly budget or my whatever that I have for jobs was that it could be increased or decreased and that I could decide that on my own. He didn't tell me that weekly there would be an invoice sent out and my card would be billed or my account would be billed because they charge per lead and that lead is then directly deducted from my account. And then, yeah, so they've been hitting my account the last couple of weeks and I've only done, you know, one job for them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, you can let go of them completely now, Jonathan. You're completely good on this. Listen, if it's okay with you, I'm going to disconnect the call now. I have one appointment that's coming up in 7 minutes.
You're fine. Thank you,
okay.
Amy. I appreciate it.
I'll talk with you tomorrow, Jonathan. I look forward to getting you going, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You have a blessed rest of your day.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.